Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a little Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. Serious Texas blues man. We lost him way too soon. It's hard to believe 22 years ago that he's been gone since then. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And don't forget to check out the poll question right there on the homepage. Click your answer and you'll see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget to check out our video. We've got a brand spanking new video up on the website. Thousands of thousands of pieces of information that you can take advantage of from 5 seconds to 15 minutes. Read, listen, watch, ask questions, whatever you like. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend Jim Wassel. Jim is Chief Marketing Officer at Service Master Clean and others of their of the Service Master brand. And he's here to talk to us. We've been talking about sponsorships. And Jim, thanks again for hanging out with us. We were talking earlier about your sponsorship of the caution flags and other associated elements of the tracks, your relationship, your particular. Now, this is an interesting thing to point out, I think, Jim. You've got NASCAR, which is one of my customers. You've got the car owners, and then you've got the track owners. Those are all the three main elements that pull these races off, aren't they?
Yep, they certainly are.
And your relationship, though, is with the track owners. And that's been interesting to me to see how the business deals are put together, you know, with different elements of so if small business owners are looking at a sponsorship, they need to make sure they know who owns what part of the thing they want to advertise on, right?
No, you're exactly right. The business obviously is complex when it comes to these relationships. And as we looked at our sponsorship, we needed to look at the track donors because they're the people that really put on the show. NASCAR itself is a traveling event, but the racetracks stay static.
They're planted in the ground, aren't
they? They own the resources. That's right.
Jim, I want you to talk to us about about franchising, the world of franchising, how it's going these days under the current economic situation. And before I do, though, tell us about Service Master and how folks can contact you.
Great. Service Master Clean is really the oldest brand in the Service Master family. And we have services that are centered around several things, and you talked about them so well, Jim. Carpet cleaning in homes and businesses, water and fire restoration services following an event, whether it's in a business or a home, and our janitorial services, so the nightly cleaning of businesses. So we're delivering those kinds of behind-the-scenes services just like we do out on the track where
right.
We're cleaning up kind of out of sight.
And if folks, of course, they can find Service Master local, but if somebody wants to look into a franchise opportunity, can they find that on your website?
Absolutely. Our website is www.ownafranchise.com.
Ownafranchise.com. All right. Good for you for getting that one.
That's the best way to get there. And you can see all of the Service Master brands that have franchise opportunities displayed there.
You know, Jim, the Great Recession and now in the not-so-great recovery, really has put a crimp in a lot of startup businesses. This is something I predicted in the fall of 2008, the spring of 2009. I said that a lot of the circumstances were going to cause startups to have a tough time, and that's been the case. How have franchises been impacted by this?
Well, everybody has seen a decline, but the interesting thing about franchising is that it wasn't as steep probably as many other areas. And one of the reasons is when you buy a franchise, you buy an established business system. You get the support, you get the business system, you get the training, you get the materials, and
the brand equity. The brand equity, right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that just gives you the great opportunity to get a jump start. you can see, and you've got this proven support system out there, both from a home office as well as from other franchise owners.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that's when you work with franchise owners, prospective franchisees, what if somebody's out there listening and they're thinking about anybody's franchise right now, maybe yours, maybe somebody else's, what would be your best advice to them to try to have the most successful experience in either acquiring or deciding not to acquire a franchise?
Well, the key is doing your research. You know, learn everything you can about the company. It's so much easier today, given our digital capabilities, the way the web can help. So first, learn everything you can about the company digitally and electronically, who they are, how long they've been in business, et cetera. Second, talk to the people who own them today. Give them a call. They're more than happy to talk to you, share their good and their bad experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to talk to a number of them. Don't just call one and hear a great experience mm-hmm. and say everything's great, or call one and get a bad experience. Talk to four or five, get a good feeling for it, and then make sure you're asking all your questions up front.
Well, there's nothing's perfect, and you're better prepared to be successful if you know the good, the bad, and the ugly, wherever you find it, and you got to get all that information, don't you?
Yeah, well, if you're a business owner, it's on your shoulders, right? Whether you're a franchise or not. So
exactly.
You better start right on the front end doing your due diligence.
Hey, Jim, will you come back another day? There's a lot more we can learn from you.
Jim, I would love to. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Give us that website quickly one more time.
The website for Service Master Clean is www.servicemasterclean.com. For a franchise, it's www.ownafranchise.com.
Ownafranchise.com. Thanks, Jim Wassel. See you next
time.
Thank
you, Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.